You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Friday afternoon. Hey, one quick note about tomorrow's IFAS. After lunch tomorrow, normally we don't have an event, but after lunch tomorrow, Jim Angel will be speaking, talking about climate change and the big papers that have been coming out from the United States government. Jim is retiring as Illinois State Climatologist, so here's the deal. If you want to come and just see him in the afternoon, right after lunch, so maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock, please do show up. Otherwise, IFAS is there. We're in the morning at 7:45, and registration is $90. Now, let's talk more about the weather forecast, because we have with us Mike Tenora today, as usual, from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start with this question. We've been talking about some dryness in South America, Brazil in particular. Can you quantify that in any ways?
Well, we do have the tools to do that. And if we look at rainfall over the last 2 weeks, we can see that 83% of first crop corn production in Brazil was drier than normal over that period, and 87% of soybeans. This soybean number is pretty high. We're nearing 100% of soybean production having been drier than normal over a two-week period. And probably one of the more fascinating things about it is that there's been very little rain. So we're not just talking about being slightly dry. We're talking very dry. It essentially stopped raining about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago. This did not happen last year. Last year, the highest coverage of dryness that we saw topped out at around 50% of soybean production. So we're almost 40 points higher than that. And that is a potential issue if it doesn't rain coming up.
From that point, what's the forecast going forward? Will they get more rainfall?
Well, it does look like it's going to turn wetter starting up tomorrow night and Saturday, and then continuing over the 7 days that follow. We're first going to see thunderstorms in the southern growing regions, and that's the area that does need rainfall the most because they've been drier than normal over the last 30 days if you extend it out a little bit. As we head to the north, it hasn't been quite as dry because they did see rain a few weeks ago, and that front will continue to move northward through next week. So all of Brazil should turn considerably wetter over the next 7 to 10 days, maybe even heading into the first part of January. So that's one of the reasons that we don't have more concern than we normally would. We should note that it did look like it was going to turn wetter there about a week ago, and that has not happened to date. But from everything we can see, there's a large cool front that's moving through Argentina today, and that's what's going to change the entire pattern from everything we can see. It just might take a little bit more time for everybody to turn wet, but we think that 1 week from today, it will be looking a little better than it does right now.
Speaking of Argentina, they were the one that was really dry last year. Are they okay this year?
Yeah, they're doing great. The proportion of corn and soybeans that were drier than normal 1 year ago was similar to what we're seeing now in Brazil, hovering at around 90% over the past two-week period. But as of today, those numbers are only around 15 to 20%. So it's just way wetter in Argentina, and it's been a lot cooler as well. So between all of that, the concerns this year in Argentina are low. And again, they're a little high in Brazil, but with this forecast, that should alleviate things going forward.
And finally, come here to the United States. I think out west, the feedlot folks might have some difficulties next week. Can you tell me about the storm systems?
Well, there's two storm systems coming out. Those both are going to break the mild pattern that we'll have in place over the next 5 to 6 days. It will turn sharply colder on Wednesday and Thursday next week, so right after Christmas. And then we should see a pretty big rain or snow start to affect parts of the plains. The most likely area for a significant snowstorm would be in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Nebraska, with chances a little bit lower as you head to the south, where it will be warm leading into that event.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time with me for the day.
You're welcome, Todd. Great being here.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.